Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. At this time, I'd like to ask everyone, could you please stand? We'll have a pledge of allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, and please be seated. Next, we have the approval of the revised agenda. Are there any additions or corrections at this time? Madam Secretary.
The agenda was revised on December 22nd of 2015 to add application 11-686 as old business and to include the minutes and findings of fact for the November 16th, 2015 meeting.
Okay. Are there any other additions or corrections?
Mr. Chairman, can we bring case number 11-686 up front so we can go over that?
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion.
Okay. I have a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. Griffin that we move case number 11-686 to the front. All those in favor of that motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
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 And all opposed? Motion so carried. Next, we'll have the approval of the minutes and the finding of the facts of our November the 16th, 2015 meeting. Do I have a motion?
So moved. Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve the minutes and the finding of the facts again of our November the 16th, 2015 meeting. Again, all those in favor of that motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. And all opposed? That motion is carried. Mr. Sharp, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening and proceeding in an orderly fashion and ensure full participation by those present with an interest. Hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the board in its deliberations. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. Copies of those standards can be found on the table at the rear of the room for your convenience. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comments. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence and by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case may be voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. If you are here for a case listed on our old business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence will be taken unless the record is held open at the previous hearing. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all of these proceedings live on the internet. If the board renders a decision this evening, please be advised that the decision will not be final until the written decision is approved by the board and filed with the board secretary. Any action taken prior to the filing of the written decision and expiration of any applicable appeal period is taken at the property owner's risk. For courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we request that you turn it off for the duration of the meeting.